Welcome back. Things go well with that board meeting?
Nah, I heard you mention it this morning before you left, but...
Okay.
I'm gonna interpret that as... good. Yeah?
Sweet. Good to hear.
Jesus, you look like you're about to jump out of your skin. Are you that excited?
Well, take a breather. She's not here yet. Claire's still driving to the airport, so they won't be back till after dark.
Yeah, a little while. Why don't you go upstairs and take a shower? Alan brought over some trays of takeout from that diner, so I'm gonna heat up some for dinner.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you know the lecture I'll get if you don't have a full stomach for tonight. I'm doing this for my sake, not yours.
Now come on, upstairs.
You reek.
Took you long enough? Seriously, you take the longest showers I've ever seen.
Quick question. You did change, right?
Alright, follow up. How many shades of those pants do you own?
I don't want to hear anything from someone who wears casual khaki shorts that isn't contractually obligated to.
You might be, but you're not at work now. You're here, with me. Now, grab a plate and eat some dinner. Jesus Christ.
Nope, still not here yet. Despite you holing up in your room for hours on end, they're still not back yet, but Claire just sent me an SOS, so they should be here any minute.
No. Claire didn't have to pick her up, but this is a special case.
Well, we wanted to keep our promise of finding that Swiss cheese brain of yours a specialist, no matter what. Finding someone certified was kind of a bust, since none of them would be available for months, but we did find somebody.
I'm just a little surprised you'd be comfortable having a vampire check you out.
Yeah, I know you already talked to Claire and all that, but I didn't, so I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah? Makes sense.
No, it does.
If a vamp got you into this mess, then one should be able to get you out.
About that. She's not registered with the Bureau, but she does make house calls, so that is a plus.
All right, take a breath. All right, relax. She's a friend of a friend and one of our pack's business partners. You know, a vampire prime and one of the best underground memory modification experts you'll ever find.
Hey, she comes highly recommended.
That was a joke. You're supposed to laugh. You know what? I'm not even joking. Listen... You've been asking to try, so we made it happen. Just make sure not to be so, you when you meet her, and you'll be fine.
Thank God. Well, speak of the devil and she shall appear. Come on, khakis.
Oh, and whatever you do, only flirt back when Claire's around. I think that has everything to do with the situation. Oh, don't worry, you'll see. Come on.
Ah, Bethany, I've missed those puppy dog eyes. Come here and kiss me.
Ah, I've got a mate now, Your Highness. I'm a committed woman.
Ugh, you buzzkill.
No, on the contrary, we have a lot of fun. For the love of God, do not encourage her. And how fast did it take her to drive you insane? Well, if the drive was 2.5 hours, then the last straw was about 2 hours and 20 minutes ago.
Ah, bully sur boss of you. You see how they treat me? Ah, look at you. You must be my very auspicious client.
Mwah. Mwah. Remember what I said? Dial it back.
This is my dialed back.
And that's why I worry. Ranger, may I introduce Her Highness Valera Ancienne, monarch of one of the most renowned courts in France, and even more of a pain in my neck than you ever were.
You wish I could be a pain in your neck.
Okay, I'll give you guys some alone time. Good luck.
So my dear Claire tells me that you've been on the wrong end of a memory modification. How much do you remember? Take me to the beginning. Not much to go on, but that hasn't hindered me in the past.
Well, from my experience, very little has ever hindered you.
I am a woman who knows what and who she wants. Stop malingering. Let me deal with my client. My sweet, I want to make something clear before we start. I am here for you. You decide how far we work together. Anything too much, we save that for later. I am at your service. Would you like to start now? Excellent. You're so eager. That is good. Do you have any questions before we begin? Oh, no. The initial blood link only takes one drop. No need for teeth. Unless that is you asking privately.
They didn't ask.
Not if you keep hounding us. You are literally creating a hole in the floor from under your pacing. Do you trust me, Claire?
Yes.
Then trust that I will take care of them too.
All right, I can give you some privacy if you... Oh. No, it's all right. I can stay with you. And I won't intervene. My apologies, Your Highness.
Good. Come. Sit. Stay.
I'm going to elect to ignore the double meaning in that.
Oh, she can be obedient. Don't worry, I like an audience.
Watch it.
All right. May I please see your hand? This might pinch a little bit, but it shall be over quick. There we go. You're a very good patient.
Get their finger out of your mouth.
I'm kissing it better. You have an earthy taste. Oh, it's not bad, I quite like it. Oh, don't worry, Claire. Yours is still my favorite.
You know what? I give up.
Now, my sweet little earthy morsel, let's see what is blocked in that pretty little head of yours. up. Oh, Langell. Langell. We lost you for a minute there. I think you got overwhelmed, but that is very normal. Of course we can stop there. The barrier is completely gone. But I did put in one of my own. Don't worry. It's just to make sure you receive the memories at a pace you set, rather than them rushing in all at once. We can start again whenever you're ready. Oh, Claire is grabbing you some water and a snack. You know, she couldn't stop talking about you. Yes, the whole drive over. But you didn't hear that from me. It's nice to know that someone has caught Claire's eye. And believe me, I've tried with little success. Be good to her. She takes care of her own, but often forgets herself. For now, I'll let you rest. It has been nothing short of incredible meeting you. Till next time. Call for me whenever you are ready.
Hey, I'm back. I got you water and... Oh no, what did she say this time? What did you tell them?
Nothing but the truth, Claire. Now would you please show me to my room with the promise of you being laid out on the bed for me later?
I wouldn't hold your breath if I were you.
Oh, Claire, mon cher. I'm on debt. I don't need to breathe. Besides, how else will I receive my payment?
You mean the payment that was agreed to remain private?
Yes, that one. Even though you know I would be happy to do this for free. Don't you worry, darling. I promise to treat her well. I'd be lying if I said I was not looking forward to it. The mix of blood mage and shift air. Oh, it's such a tantalizing combination. It's so potent.
And now Beth will happily show you to your room.
Very well, if I must depart from such good company, so be it. Good night, Claire, and sweet dreams, my dear, dear Ranger.
Yes, yes, goodbye, goodbye.
Oh, you're no fun.
Good night, Valera. I'm so sorry about her. She's a good person, but leaves much to be desired in terms of boundaries once she gets to know you. Relax, Hotshot. There's nothing taken in this agreement that I don't freely give. But enough of that. How are you feeling? Yeah, tired makes sense. Valera mentioned working on fixing some of the symptoms of the memory wipe before actually pulling up memories, but I think that should help. Yes, I trust her. I never would have let her get near you if I didn't. Yeah, you heard her correctly. Blood Mage. It's complicated. I'll explain later, I promise. But right now, you look like you're about to pass out. You need to rest. I will. Trust me, I plan to. But I'm not the one who just went through memory therapy. No, I don't mind. I'll stay right here until you fall asleep. Yeah, I got you.
Valera, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Celine, how are you, my old friend?
Well, pleasantly surprised to hear from you. Most these days I only hear about you through secondary sources.
Yes, yes, that is exactly why I called.
Why do I have the distinct feeling you know something I don't? Do I have to ask Claire to keep a closer eye on you?
Oh, no need. I can ask her for you. She's right down the hall. Had I called an hour ago, she'd be lying in my bed. You could have talked to her yourself.
Oh. You're in Glenwood?
Yes. Our darling Claire caught in a favor, and here I am. I've gotten to witness these wolves up close and very personal.
And what, if I may ask, is your verdict?
When is Claire going to realize all these feelings for her ranger are more than contempt and distaste?
Oh, Valera, she's young. It will take time.
You know I hate a slow burn.
Oh, then we must have practically sent you to your second death with how long we took.
Ah, such fond memories. I'd love to recreate with you and your lovely wife. She wouldn't happen to be with you now, too. Or Menace?
My wife and I are currently separate.
Lydia and you are no longer together?
Very much together. Simply living apart while we handle our separate business.
Ah. Then you wouldn't mind seeing a ghost from your past haunt your doorway?
Oh, that door has always been open regardless. And you know Lydia would be just as eager to have you as I would.
Time and place.
Oh, you know I would be more than happy to indulge with you, but I am out of town for the foreseeable future.
You wound me, Celine. It's been ages since we saw each other. Do you not miss the 1700s together?
I'll be sure to remedy it the next time we see each other. But for now, tell me about your own court. How is your newest court member? I trust you're treating them well as they adjust, though I am never one to worry about your hospitality.